Welcome to HealthCast, the heartbeat of health IT. I'm Alexander Volovov, production lead at GovCIO Media and Research. With me today is managing editor Ross John Fortunig. Hi, Ross.
Hello.
You had the opportunity to chat with Ram Iyer, CDO at FDA. How'd it go?
It was interesting. He comes from a private sector background and has worked a lot in different aspects of the private and public sectors. And so we talked a lot about that and how that has ported over to his FDA position right now.
So what are some of Ram Iyer's priorities at FDA?
Well, understandably, you know, getting all the data together and figuring out how to make it actionable and useful is a key part of being the chief data officer anywhere. But they're working on their data modernization plan, and understandably, there's a ton of stuff that goes into that. You know, the FDA is really big and it's fairly important. About a fifth of the U.S. economy has some regulatory power over it from the FDA, so they have to be really precise about these things and really get it right.
And I'm guessing that AI is playing a role in all of this data management.
Of course, there's no conversation to be had around this time in the technology history that emerging technology like AI isn't a part of. And so we did talk about that, about how they're using AI to do the things that they need to do in the data modernization plan, but generally just within the operations of the FDA more broadly.
All right. Well, with all of that in mind, let's take a listen to your conversation.
Ram Iyer is Chief Data Officer at the Food and Drug Administration. He joins me now to talk about data strategy and his agency. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Ross.
So you've had a pretty varied career. You've worked in a bunch of different roles in industry. How does that experience color your job at FDA as the Chief Data Officer?
First and foremost, working in the industry, you gain a tremendous appreciation and respect for FDA's role in public health. I joined FDA the week of COVID shutdown, and we all know how it was during that time. The learning process was particularly unique, given this being my first job in the government, and also that pretty much everybody was remote, and being the first chief data officer for the agency, it was quite a task to understand the needs and to form the relationship. However, I think that this is where the industry experience helped, because like any other business in the industry, especially, the need to adapt quickly is very high. And then more importantly, the criticality of listening before acting, especially when you are getting to know your environment and your colleagues during a pandemic, through a remote setting, it's very important that we don't jump in with the answers that we already know. So the ability to listen and understand the issues was critical, and the industry experienced help there. And the other one I would say is value-driven is also a critical skill that you learn in the industry. And being able to make a difference during COVID for some of the inspections that we needed to do was also very, very helpful. So that gave me a little bit of a confidence to make a difference in a very short time.
Well, let's talk about the difference that's being made. What's sort of the update on the FDA's data strategy? How is it going? How is it going forward? And what have you been working on with it?
Yeah, we launched a set of MAPS, we call them, technology modernization action plan, followed by data, cybersecurity, as well as leadership. On the heels of that, just recently we launched the IT and data strategy, which takes those larger MAPS into more of a GPS direction, right? So it really talks is the starting of our operating plan. We have been executing a lot of the items from the strategy, but this will take it to the next level of implementation. The focus area that, we have several focus areas, and I will touch upon them as we, go through the rest of the program. Enhancing collaboration, data sharing, and adopting AI and innovation are three of the key focus area for us. So while the focus areas have crystallized, our strategy and objectives have remained the same. It includes, you know, leveraging data as a strategic asset. And, you know, we also call this putting our data to work. We've got lots and lots of data. We have access to lots of data, both internally and externally. Putting that data to work is really important for answering really complex questions, improving our operations, compliance, as well as monitoring for what we call as a frictionless data sharing between various agencies and within the agency itself. We need to build better data governance across FDA with collective stewardship. FDA has several centers, and what the pandemic has taught us and even the technology is showing us that there is high level of interdependency between the various pieces of work that we do. So the importance of sharing the data is going to be important, and the governance will help us with that. Developing partnerships to improve our response and detection, signal detection is going to be important. And the sooner we can get that, the better for us. So we'll be working on those as well. And then getting our data ready for emerging technology like AI or, you know, any other technologies or capabilities that may come in the future. So those continue to be our priorities in the as part of data strategy.
Well, something we talk about a lot when we talk about modernization, data strategy, the various IT conversations that we have is that it doesn't happen without people. So as far as the workforce strategy, how are you approaching that when it comes to the data modernization plan?
Yeah. So going back to our one more strategic area of focus in the IT and data strategy we just announced is cultivating talent and leadership. Specifically, we want to develop a holistic approach to leadership. So we are not only focused on just technology, but we have a deeper understanding of the business process. And we are doing that through, you know, multiple mechanisms. It will help us with the digital transformation journey and not just the data journey, because there are multiple components to the digital transformation. Given the continued competition for talent, we are proactively building a robust talent pipeline for targeted roles. You know, the security, data science, and some parts of technology are all critical. And we are using a combination of recruitment, retention, and talent development strategies. One particular program I would like to highlight here is we have launched a program called Applied Learning for Data Science. The idea behind this is to invert the pyramid of learning. Rather than focusing on classroom learning and then applying parts of it into your job, since we have highly qualified, from an academic perspective, you know, talented employees, we want to reverse that and say, you know, let's apply what we know already, and then wherever there is a gap, let's fill those with the appropriate training. That model is actually turning out to be really, really good. And this applied learning model is allowing us to do just-in-time learning, as well as retain what we are learning through proper application within the agency.
Well, you mentioned emerging tech a little bit ago. How does AI, machine learning, how is that all that emerging technology and all these new evolving things, how do they factor into the data strategy and your work?
Yeah, I think I mentioned about the one of the focus areas was adopt AI, and but it's not just AI, because you know, it looks like we can't walk 5 minutes without somebody talking about AI these days. But it's also driving other types of innovations. You know, perhaps it could be VR at some point. Perhaps even quantum computing might you know, provide some opportunities and disruptions for us. So we want to be ready for those types of opportunities as well. So we aim to drive exploration and address impacts of emerging technologies through two types, right? One we call the basic operations that are somewhat low risk, and we will try to do those a little bit faster and learn from that before we go in and apply to the more complex and high risk opportunities. That's the approach we are taking for AI, and we will continue to do that for other areas as well. We have also formed some agency-wide groups that will look at the readiness of data for these innovations. It could be things like a playbook for applying AI in a particular business process. What are the dimensions of applying AI there? You know, it could be the data readiness, it could be the process readiness, it could be talent, it could be the ability to maintain the integrity of the model once it is in production. All of those will be considered as part of this group that we are forming. And our objectives for AI, a few of the examples I can talk about are, you know, balancing policy and technology value is critical for us, ensuring responsible use of innovations, and providing thoughtful and proactive leadership. Because we want to learn not only from our successes and failures, but also from the rest of the industry and our government peers. So this way, we are being proactive for the folks who are starting to experiment, and also we are creating a closed loop of learning through the boards that we are creating for AI. And of course, we need to foster innovation through, you know, the right platforms and the right type of training.
It goes back to the people again, as always, it seems. You talked about lessons learned and partnerships with other government organizations, other agencies. So I want to talk about that, not just within government, but outside of government too. How are the partnerships shaping the way you do things? And how do you see the role of partnerships both inside and outside of government at your office?
Yeah. One of our critical goals is to enhance communication and collaboration. We feel that communication is a prerequisite for stronger collaboration. And then that creates even better communication, and then it becomes a positive loop for everybody. So we are taking very active efforts in that area. We are very actively considering resource sharing with externals and external internal stakeholders, because by creating a more fluid sharing of resources, you know, whether it is people or data, it allows us to leverage our joint asset much faster. And that applies not only just the agency, but also with outside entities as well. In some cases, it may be, you know, a commercial relationship, or in some cases, it's just, research collaborations, et cetera, right? So there are different types of vehicles we have, and we will leverage all of those. And then we have strategic partnerships. We already have some, and then we'll continue to look for more strategic partnerships, you know, whether it could be institutions or vendors or boutique, firms. We'll be looking at those NGOs as well. And within my office, the Office of Data Analytics and Research, we have created services such as, you know, data analytics as a service. This allows us to offer specific services that, in FDA, while you have plans to do certain work, since we regulate about 20% of the U.S. economy, there are always unplanned work that comes to the centers. So rather than having them getting distracted from their main purpose or main focus, we are creating these surge capacities, like the data analytics as a service, where we bring previously trained people, the right data, and establish processes to respond to those types of needs. So that requires a lot of collaboration within the agency and outside the agency. And we have experimented that with a couple of use cases, and it's now ready to be scaled for the agency level use. From the data platform lens, we are building a data lifecycle ecosystem that will allow us to capture, curate, and share the data with the appropriate compliance. And we have done some exciting work in that area as well. And then we are improving the domestic and international regulatory data sharing with the reliance with governed data operations and data quality capabilities, which improve our, you know, partnership and also scientific operations, not only within the U.S., but also globally.
Well, can you talk about that a little bit, about the ways that globally and you work with other governments?
Yeah. So one example I can talk about is we have a system called GSRS, which is basically it's a way to identify ingredients and do sort of a data lineage on the particular ingredient in the various products that FDA approves, or it's a part of the overall ecosystem. This is important not just for US market, it is of interest to the the global market. So rather than each country, each region developing that, we are starting to develop partnerships and sharing what we have developed for a global use. And it is starting to gain quite a bit of traction.
That's excellent. Certainly, as with all these things, there's a lot of interconnectivity. And certainly yes. We saw, as you mentioned, coming into the job early in the pandemic, there is a real need to understand that connectivity and best practices and such. Is there anything we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about?
No, I think you covered a lot of the important areas. The one area that we are still learning is how do we apply AI in the data operations itself? In how can we use these technologies to speed up and accelerate our value we generate from our data? Because that's an area that is probably underappreciated. So we are trying to see what we can do. We are still in some ways doing the old-fashioned match and merge and data reconciliation, et cetera. So we are looking to see if there is a way we can use AI to accelerate those and leapfrog some of the technologies that are currently out there. So this requires strong partnership with our vendor ecosystem, consulting ecosystem, and also other partners, so we can learn from each other.
Well, that's great. Again, it's sort of knowledge sharing and lessons learned, I think is absolutely critical here. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ross. That was a fascinating chat with Ram Iyer. Before we let our listeners go, are there any last highlights or takeaways that you want to leave them with?
Just that the FDA's workforce and leadership plans are really moving within these business processes that Iyer brings from his career. He's really trying to cultivate talent and leadership and really holistically bring forward the people that need to deal with all this data and all this technology that is rumbling around in the chief data officer's purview.
All right. Well, thank you, Ross. Listeners can tune in next week for a brand new podcast in our GovCIO Media and Research podcast feed. But until then, if you like what you heard, make sure that you're subscribed and that you leave a review and a 5-star rating on the podcast platform of your choice. And hey, tell a friend. We always appreciate growing our audience. Thank you all for listening. I'm Alexander Bolova.
I'm Ross John Fortuna.
Thank you for listening. HealthCast, along with GovCast and CyberCast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.